Just wanted to ask you, nice to be back in Boston.
Oh, it definitely is. You know, I couldn't wait to get back. I was excited when they called me back up. And, you know, more exciting than come back and get a win, too.
Yeah, you got some playing time.
Yeah.
You can call back up. You get a lot of playing time now with the Toros, right?
Well, we only played 2 games. And due to the accident which happened. And the first game I played 11 minutes. Second game I played 22 minutes. So, you know, it was all right. It seemed like it was going to get better in terms of the minutes.
You're back and you're playing a few minutes. And, you know, how did that experience affect you down with the Toros?
It just made me more of a hungrier player, you know, just to keep working hard, just to see how guys, what they're going through down there, you know, makes you, you know, open your eyes and makes you want to work harder, you know, just by how things are going down there.
And you appreciate your opportunity with Boston because
definitely.
You see some of the guys down the D-League now outside.
Yeah, definitely. You know, it makes me appreciate, you know, my time up here with the Celtics.
Yeah. I was going to say, you were there when DJ was there for a little bit of it. Did you learn anything from him in the 2 days that you gave him? And just talk about that whole experience as well.
I really didn't, we didn't really talk as much. You know, when we did talk, it was about, you know, the Toros and, you know, the team and playing. Mm-hmm. One thing I remember about him, I practiced twice with him. He had a good sense of humor. He was always joking around, especially with the guys. You know, I found that funny. He was kind of like a laid-back coach, you know. But at the same time, he would always make a point, you know, with what he's trying to do. And, you know, I thought he was a good teacher. I was really looking forward to playing with him.
Mm-hmm. Just also the whole experience. I mean, how tough was that to get to just from, you know, into like a growing learning experience, the death of DJ and all that, you know, I know you were at Memorial Service in Austin.
Oh, yeah, that definitely took a toll on me because, you know, I never really experienced anything like that. That's probably the first funeral I've been to besides when I was a little kid. You know, and that definitely took a toll on me going to the memorial and the funeral. You know, it was definitely a hard time down there, especially when I first got down there.
Did it make you, you know, hearing all the stuff that was written or reading what was written about DJ make you appreciate or even just learn about Celtics history a little bit more, appreciate what this franchise has meant and done?
Definitely, you know, and it just makes you have a little bit more pride when you put on this jersey, you know, guys like DJ, you know, who went out there and play hard every night, and just for the type of guy that he is, you know, that definitely showed a lot. So anytime I think about it, and you know, I learned a lot from him, just the type of player he was and everything that he went through. You know, he wasn't handed everything, you know, he had to work for his success, and you know, I could definitely relate to that.